Why I choose a super name. Now, we all have the choice of making a super name for ourselves or choosing a super name. But why do I choose a super name? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Why I choose a super name? Well, I'm going to live with it all my life. Presumably. So I choose a name like Herbert, like Anita, like Ellen, like Rex, like Little Love, or the cat's names, which are all virtually indescribable. Why do I choose certain names? Well, now, Ellen chooses names for her cats because they say something to her. And she chooses a boy name for her cat, and it's an indescribable name that no one can remember. But that's okay. The cat is a nice guy by himself. And then she calls another cat Sweetie. Then she calls another cat Jeannie. Then she calls another cat Sam. Dr. Sam for our beloved friend in Nigeria, Dr. Sam Agabwa, fantastic guy. Well, Sam, our cat, is a fantastic guy. Sam walks around campus here as though he is the boss. And he is the boss. Oh, he is the boss. And what is he going to do? How is he going to run this campus? Well, he wants everyone to pet him. And he wants everyone to say hi to him. He wants everyone to love him. He wants everyone to feel that he is Mr. Number One. And, of course, we do. Because he comes up and he cuddles against you when he wants to. And he does things when he wants to. Well, now, we are not cats or dogs. We are human beings. Divine beings, hopefully. And so what sort of names do we give ourselves? Let's start out with Ellen. Ellen has the name Ellen. Now, what does the name Ellen mean? Now, Ellen has never asked me what her name meant because she knows what it means. But she never asked me.
Okay.
But her name does not mean what she thinks it means. You can take the words in the name if you want and start out with E for elegant and E for extravagant and E for everlasting.
Excellent.
Yes, you can say excellent. I didn't. But you can say excellent. Now, is that true? Is that really what her name Ellen means? Does Ellen really mean that? Does Ellen really mean those things? Now, you see, Ellen is inclined to fall into the trap of thinking that it means that. We all fall into the trap of thinking that our names mean what we say they mean. But really, what does Ellen mean? Ellen means the most divine woman ever to walk on the face of the earth as divine. The most outstanding creature that ever lived on planet Earth. And she lives on many other planets, and she lives on many other dimensions of life, but on this dimension, she has just outdone herself as being the most outstanding woman, the most outstanding divine woman ever to live. Now, I don't believe Ellen thought of her name like that. I think Ellen thought of herself like that, but she didn't think of her name like that. We must think our name like that. When I say to Little Love, come, he used to be what? King. His name used to be King when he first came to the family. And when he first came to the family, he was a little guy, and he decided he would take over everything. and he would run everything, and he would just be a tiger, and he would just be on top of it and everything. Well, we didn't like that. We wanted a cuddly little guy that you could love. We wanted somebody you could snuggle and you could play with and have fun with, who wasn't going to, you know, push you around. I mean, little guys push you around. And so we changed his name to Little Love. We changed his name to Little Love not because we didn't want him to be king, but we wanted to be a loving king, a loving child, a loving puppy, a loving dog. And almost instantly, when we changed the name, he changed. He changed from that aggressive dog that had to protect himself and had to protect everything else to the gentle, loving Little Love. Now, this is what happens to everyone, really. When parents want to name their child after Grandpa and Grandma and Uncle Paul and Uncle Arnold and all sorts of other people, they do the child an injustice. Oh, parents like to look up names of children in books, you know. But it doesn't matter. You're named after Aunt Susie. No! Aunt Susie was a lush. Aunt Susie was always on the bottle. Aunt Susie was always chasing after men. Aunt Susie was always being a spendthrift. Aunt Susie was not a normal, nice, wonderful person, but she was okay. You had to love her, but she was not what I would call a recommendable person. I would not want my daughter to be like Aunt Susie. And so I name you Aunt Susie after Aunt Susie, because maybe Aunt Susie will leave her money to you. You see, or maybe Aunt Susie will be happy with it. No, I name you Susamine, you know, or Susaline, or some other name, if you want to get the Susie in there, but don't. What do I want to name you after? After a saint? Oh, my goodness. After an angel? No. How can I name you after something divine if I don't have any divine names to name you after? How can I do that? How am I going to do that? It's going to be tough. So, what I do, I think, I'm going to have a child. Yeah, me, a man, I'm going to have a child, you know. My wife and I are going to have a child. So, now, what kind of a child do I want? First of all, I want an unconditionally loving child. That's nice. And I want a genius child that finds life exciting and gets involved in every aspect of life, gets involved in everything, and always says, I know. Always says, hey, I like this. I know this. I want to experiment with this. And the genius child takes apart every watch you have in the house. They take apart everything that you have because they're investigating. They're learning. Now, we don't need to have that. That's okay, too. But we don't need to have them. To know is to know pre-know. It's not to know in development. You as a human being, I as a human being, we're always thinking we're going to learn something. And I like to tell you, what happens when you're in a learning situation and all of a sudden you say, oh, I know. What you have done, you have brushed away all that I don't know, all that attitude that you had, that you're learning, that you're coming to understand, then all of a sudden, you know. Now, you know far more than the teacher ever could teach you, or any book could ever tell you, or your own awareness could ever be aware of. You know from the intuitiveness within you, you know from the divineness within you, you know from the mind of the allness that's within you, that's how you know. And, oh, I see, I know. Those are things that we want to really latch on. Wouldn't that be a nice gift to give a child? To think to a child, you know, you are a genius. You know, say that. We don't have to say how they're a genius, but you're a genius. If you have a child and you say to that child, you're a genius, You're fantastic. You're glorious. You're wonderful. You're a genius. You're a genius. You're a genius. At first, the child isn't going to know that. At first, the child isn't going to understand what genius means. You don't. At first, the child is going to think, okay, my mommy calls me a genius. Maybe that's my middle name, genius, you know. And then, after you stop trying to figure out what it means, then all of a sudden, whatever you want to know, whatever you're interested in thinking about, you have a great intuitive awareness for. Now, on the Eureka show last night, the young girl took a test to find out what her talent was in. And her talent was in mechanics. Her talent was in robotics. And so, but she didn't want robotics. She wanted medicine. She wanted medicine so she could study into all the possibilities of medicine and not be helpful to people, but just understand medicine and understand that field. And her boyfriend got her robotic stuff and wanted her to get into that and so forth because that was her genius. She had 99.9% interest in that field. Well, you know, you'd think that, but hey, where was her real interest? Was her real interest in medicine? Or was her real interest in people? What makes people tick? How do people's bodies function? How do people's bodies orientate themselves to life as it is, as it exists? Now, you see, this more realistically was what she was doing because she saw a baby born. She saw all sorts of things which turned her mind to the grander episode of living. And she began to realize, yes, she's interested in everything. Everything. She admired her father. She admired her father because her father was just an ordinary dodo. He is an ordinary dum-dum coming up in an ordinary society. He thought that high levels of genius were on the IQ test. And he says, I got over 100. He didn't realize that 100 was a starting point. And this is what people do. But what did he do? What did the father do? The father listened within intuitively every time he had a problem that needed to be solved. And he thought, his mind was putting together issues that he had gathered here and there and everywhere about that circumstance. And so he was able to be objective about it. Instead of saying, it has to be done this way because this is the way we learned it in school, you know, this is the way we learned it in the program. And then they all looked at awe with him. How did you know that? You're not a genius. But he indeed was a genius and is a genius because he listens where geniuses listen. Brilliant people listen to the wisdom, the knowledge that they gain. A genius listens to the, to what? To the intuitive self within him. To the intuitive self that has all the answers. Now, is this the kind of a name you want to give to your child? I've done a lot of baptisms all over the world. And every place that I do a baptism, I take the child in my hands and I say to the child, you are a genius. You are fantastic. You are divine. You have before you an opportunity to use all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the genius, because you are genius. You are wise. And the kid is, you know, a couple of days old, maybe a week or two old. Well, you know what happens? Do you know what happens? The parents who are holding this little schnook, this little genius, this little fantastic child, go back and give the child to its sister, or to someone else. And they come up and they want to be baptized. They want to have a reassessment of who they are. And they want me to tell them that they too are a genius. Not two, but they are a genius. That they are glorious, that they're divine. That they have a divine commitment on this world, on this earth, to be all that they can be, to be themselves and have fun. And that's being all that they can be, to be wonderful. Now, there are some people who, after hearing some of these lectures, have called their children, be yourself and have fun, you know? They've called their children, instead of queen, king, prince, you know, as so many times the people in the African nations do, they call their children royalty because they want the best. They call them, be yourself and have fun. Now, why do we smile and charm at what the Indians do? The Indians name their children, and they say, little rabbit with burr in its tail, you know, or great hunter, or great wise man, you know, or whatever terms they give. I don't have them in my mind right now. But they give their children these beautiful names, which mean something. They're Indian words. And we hear them in English, and we think, oh, charming, charming, charming. But it means more than what it means in English. Because when they speak it in their language is more all-encompassing, more completely and fantastically beautiful. And this is what we can do about our names. Now, what does Anita mean? Does Anita mean the princess of the universe? Does Anita mean the delight of herself? Does it mean be yourself and have fun? That's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good. You see, we have to determine ourselves what our names mean. And we can have the most mundane name in the world, like Jim or Jack or Joe, you know, Mary, Susie, or Sal. We can have all these silly names, but we can give them the name that they really mean. And when we give them the name from our intuitive center, we don't have to tell anybody. We can if we wish, but we don't have to tell anybody. But then we just live from that, being myself and having fun, delighting in all that I am, because that's what it's all about, and that's what you and I are all about. Baptize yourself with a name that means something so glorious, not superior, but so glorious, the revealed one. What do they say of a master? Why do people like to call themselves master? Because presumably they have become aware of certain wisdom, and they are master now in that field of wisdom. And that's lovely. Now, what have you become aware of? Have you become aware of the idea, woman who speaks words with power? Mm-hmm. You know? Woman who sees beauty in all. You know? Have you seen a woman who saw beauty in everything? How wonderful that would be. What did they say about my mother? She always had a smile on her face. Now, what a lovely thing to say. Oh, Ella, she's always got a smile on her face. And she did. She had problems in her life that us kids didn't even know about because she always had a smile on her face. And when she'd get a hold of us for doing something naughty and give us a whomping, she'd have a smile on her face. Mama, what are you smiling about? You know? But it's all part of the life that we're living and the name that we're giving to ourselves. Now, do you have the courage to go through life looking at everyone you meet and telling them what you know their name means. Your name means generous, generous soul. You know, your name means generous soul. You hold out your hand. But you name it. That's what it is. Mm. You go to a person who want to borrow some money, and your name means generous soul. And they say, sure, you just want to get a loan. You know, you just want to get money. Well, sure. That's true. But what if I want to go to you and say, your name means healing. Your name means wholeness. Your name means joy. You know what Herbert means? In the dictionary or in the name book, it says, Herbert, pride of the army. So isn't it nice to be the pride of something? We all have this opportunity. Take it. Name it and claim it. How well if each of us would name everything in life, how we'd like to claim it. Well, we can begin doing that today and having the time of our life. So, my beloveds, have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.